It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hello, everybody. I'm Martha McCallum, and this is The Untold Story. Welcome to the podcast for today. And we have so much going on right now. We've got all these dueling Trump trials. And in the middle of all of this, what would have been probably the lead in our shows across the board is not getting the attention that perhaps it deserves today. So I'm very glad to have Donna Rotunno with me, because Donna was the lead attorney for the Harvey Weinstein case in New York, which has been overturned by a panel of judges. Now, you remember that Harvey Weinstein's case, the enormously successful Hollywood producer who was disgraced during the course of cases in New York and Los Angeles and numerous accounts of women claiming that he had sexually abused and harassed and raped them, sent him to prison for a very long time, for decades. So now Donna is with us this afternoon with her reaction and to explain exactly what happened today. So, Donna, welcome. Great to have you back.
Great to be here. Thank you so much, Martha. It's a good day for justice today.
So tell me exactly how you heard that this case that you worked so hard on and went in and out of court every day, and we covered the whole thing for Harvey Weinstein. How did you get the news that it had been overturned?
I got the news like everybody else, Martha. It came over the phone, and I didn't even really see it. I was getting ready for work. It came out early this morning, and I'm in Chicago, so it was an hour earlier, and my co-counsel, Damon Sharonis, was calling, and I picked up the phone, and he says, "We won," and I was just elated. So elated for Harvey, elated for justice, and really elated for America. This decision says a lot today.
All right. So I guess the first question that pops into my mind is, have you spoken to your client, Harvey Weinstein?
No, I have not spoken to him yet. I'm hoping to speak to him later today. I know he talked to Damon briefly this morning. We were both in court on something else with bad reception. And so the call was short, but I'm hoping to speak to him later today. But I have heard from Arthur and Arthur Idala's team today that they spoke to him briefly. And of course, he's very happy.
Okay. He's currently serving a 16-year sentence in California. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Let's talk first about, let's take everyone back to this trial and explain to everyone what he was convicted of in New York, what the charges were against him, and what he was found guilty of in that case.
Sure. So in New York, he was facing 5 charges. 3 counts were not guilties in the New York trial, and 2 counts were guilty. It was 2 different women that made those complaints against Harvey, and those were the 2 charges that he was convicted of. He was sentenced to 20 plus 3 years, and everybody may remember Gloria Allred standing up with her sheet of paper with the 20 plus 3, and you know, so elated with this decision that the judge had come down in a sentence that was ridiculously harsh. And here we are today, and that 20 plus 3 no longer applies. So those 2 women were the 2 complainants, and now the appellate court has said that those 2 cases that he was found guilty of are no longer the case, and the court found that the trial court erred in its decision to allow a host of evidence that should have never, ever, ever been admitted in the first place.
Okay. The charges that he was convicted on were?
One was a sexual assault of Miriam Halley, and that count is the count that he was charged with sentenced to 20 years. And then Jessica Mann was the other count, which is when he was sentenced to 3 years, and it was another lesser included count of sexual assault, carrying lesser amount of time.
Okay, so they were both sexual assault charges that he was found convicted of. Now the overturning of that decision by this judge, I believe it's a 3-judge panel, all women, correct?
It was women,
who,
yes.
Who overturned this verdict. Are they saying that the jury found him guilty on these two charges unjustly, or just that the fact that all of this other information about other outside allegations led the jury to be unable to make a clear judgment on it?
They are saying that he was not able to have a fair trial given the evidence that was admitted. So under Illinois law, they allowed Molyneux witnesses to come forward and testify. Those are uncharged claims that come before court where women claimed that certain acts had happened to them, but he had never been charged with those crimes. He had never had due process. He had never had the ability to defend himself against those crimes. They came in as uncharged crimes in this case, and there were more uncharged crimes that were allowed to testify than actual crimes in the case. And the appellate court felt that that was an unfair decision. It showed propensity, and that was the only reason to allow that evidence in, and that it did not allow Harvey to have a fair trial. They also commented at length in the appeal about the Sandoval ruling. And Sandoval allows bad acts to come in as evidence in a trial about things that people have done in their life having nothing to do with sexual assault cases. Things like he threw a staple at somebody at work, or he yelled and screamed at an employee. And I want to say, if I remember correctly, it was like 78 bad acts that they were going to allow in. It was an ungodly number. And so, in essence, it basically kept Harvey Weinstein off the witness stand, because no person in their right mind would get up and testify when all of those pieces of evidence of bad conduct were coming in for a man that had zero criminal background. And the court ruled that no one would have testified in that position, and therefore he was not granted the right to due process and a fair trial, especially in a case that at the end of the day was a he said, she said circumstance. So the court felt that he did not get a fair trial, and that the jury is then influenced by evidence that is admitted that should not have been admitted.
Understood. At the time, did you and your team file motions to disallow all of this evidence?
We fought unbelievably against the admission of this evidence. This argument had started before I even joined the trial team and took over as lead counsel. And then we continued this argument on motions to reconsider. We brought this matter before Judge Burke multiple times, and we not only raised it pre-trial, but we raised it during trial at all the points that we thought it was unfair and those issues should have been reconsidered. So clearly that was the record that was made that allowed for this appeal to be filed. And then you can look back and say, this is where the trial court right. made a mistake. And for, you know, just to note, Judge Burke no longer sits on the bench in New York State court.
Because
he was not reappointed to the bench. It was a 14-0 vote to not keep him on the bench.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
You know, I mean, just to take everyone back for a moment, this was in the heat of, it was one of the early Me Too cases that got an enormous amount of attention. And one of the things that also got attention was that you were one of the lead attorneys on this case, a very accomplished attorney who happens to be a woman, and you defended this man. What was that like for you, and how do you feel about that given this case that was overturned? And then I want to get, you know, into what's going to happen now.
Well, in terms of Me Too, this was the Me Too case. The Me Too movement, although the group Me Too existed, the hashtag Me Too movement really started at the inception of Weinstein. So not only were we fighting against charges, crimes, uncharged crimes, but we were fighting against a movement. And so obviously that was an issue. And me being a woman and the face of the case, and looking at having women look at me thinking that I was a traitor to my gender, or how could a woman stand up and represent a man accused of these things? And again, it's bigger than me. It's bigger than a movement. It's bigger than Harvey Weinstein. The criminal justice system needs to be fair. And I was very comfortable with my position as someone who stood up and said, said, we need due process, we need to have a fair trial, and an unfair trial or not affording someone due process to anyone is not affording it to all of us. And so I believe that this whole decision and everything that came out here and in the last 4 years, how politicized our system has become, I think that this says can't do it anymore. And I think it also says to judges, and I think it's pertinent in what's going on in our country today, judges, whether you like or dislike someone, you have to afford them a fair trial. And prosecutors, it is not a win at all cost. Your job should be to seek justice. And so as a woman, I was proud to stand up against the things that I stand for, and I was proud to do it. And I felt that in that moment, it's where I should have been and what I should have been doing. And today I feel really good because I think everything I've said for the last 4 years has come to fruition today.
It's fascinating. And the points you make obviously have widespread ramifications for the trials that are going on right now. I mean, we're watching this trial in New York, and we've been listening to David Pecker, the former editor of the National Enquirer, talk about a lot of different things that, you know, with regard to his relationship with former President Trump and the stories that he helped him get rid of over time that don't necessarily relate directly to the crime that they're trying to accuse him of. Do you think this will have any impact on it?
Well, I do. I mean, these are prior bad acts. And I think the fact that this decision came down today speaks volumes. And ironically, Martha, we sat in that same cold courtroom that Trump is sitting in. I mean, this trial happened in that same room.
And it was cold then, too, huh?
And it was cold then, too. And I think it made the news when I was complaining to Judge Burke about how cold it was, and he wouldn't close the window. So there you go. Yeah.
So what happens now? Harvey Weinstein's in prison in Los Angeles on separate charges that he was convicted on there as well. That was not your case, but any likelihood that those will be overturned? I mean, this certainly doesn't mean that Harvey Weinstein's a free man.
Well, he's been in New York this whole time. After the L.A. trial, they sent him back to New York. So he's actually in New York as of this morning. Now, I'm assuming that he will be sent back to Los Angeles fairly soon, given the ruling here. Yes, he still has to fight Los Angeles. There is an appeal in Los Angeles. I'm not involved in that case. But what I will say is that I think this decision will have potential ramifications on that case. You have to remember, that jury was seated in that case with the knowledge that Harvey Weinstein was a convicted felon. Mm-hmm. And now that's not the case in New York. And that jury, had that information, and the witnesses that testified had that information, and the judge had that information. And clearly that was used at sentencing because the judge knew about the time that he was sentenced to in New York. So given all of those factors, I think even at a minimum, the sentence in L.A. should be reviewed, much less the case itself, I think. I think he deserves a new trial in L.A., given this circumstance.
Will there be any concern given to the fact that the New York case was overturned and he has been serving time on that sentence as well? Will that be sort of given as a credit against the time that he's serving in Los Angeles? Does it work that way or not?
Well, yes, because he was sentenced in New York and then was sent right to L.A. for trial. Those cases were pending because if you remember, the day that we started jury selection in New York was the day he was indicted in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So that was, again, something that they did to make that jury selection even more difficult for us in New York. Yeah. So again, we're talking about politics and the system. I think it's pretty clear that those were at the forefront here as well.
I'm just thinking back before I let you go, and I think of all the people who worked with Harvey Weinstein. It didn't seem like anybody came to his defense that I can remember and said that he didn't do these things or that he wasn't inappropriate at the very least with women. It's your job was to defend him, to give him an opportunity to have his day in court and defend him. Do you think he was innocent of these charges, including rape in some cases?
We had witnesses testify on behalf of Harvey in the New York trial. And there were many more people that would have liked to come forward, but they were so afraid to do so for fear of getting canceled. So we received a lot of support, just not outwardly, because people were afraid. And that's another thing that I think is extremely sad. In terms of guilt or innocence, I mean, I think the court has ruled today that this conviction has been overturned and reversed. And so, you know, at this point, it's up to the New York prosecutors to determine if they're going to prosecute him again. And Martha, I said from day one when I took this case that I thought Harvey Weinstein may have been guilty of sins and not crimes. Mm-hmm. And I would go to my grave saying that. And now today I don't have to. So I still believe that to be the case. And I do not believe that he engaged in non-consensual behavior.
Fascinating. You know, you think about the long road and the people who were canceled along the way. And I always think, you know, it's so interesting because there were some Hollywood stars who were also accused of things. Those stories just kind of disappeared, right? Many of them just went away. So there was definitely evidence that some people were not able to overcome these situations and other people overcame them quite easily. So it's been a long road with all of this and a lot of twists and turns. But today, a huge day for Harvey Weinstein and a big day for your effort to have this decision in New York overturned, which it has been today. The decision for Harvey Weinstein, who is continuing to serve time in Los Angeles on charges in the California case against him. So, Donna, thank you very much. Donna Rotunno, it's always good to speak with you, and I hope you'll come back and see us soon on this and other cases.
Thank you, Martha. Great to see you as always.
That is the Untold Story for today. I'm Martha McCallum. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more next time. You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.